Now we have this, I thought of the following. The Gemara on Yichud really starts in Dafpei, the Mishnah. And then it gives, after the Mishnah, Dafpei, it gives the details concerning Yichud. Then comes the break where we started with the episodes of some of the greatest sages, and they were sent to temptation by the Sotom in an area which was really, for them, thought to be they were inhibited against the temptations of an attractive woman, Lucifer. And then we have the dilemma concerning the person, maybe alone together. No problem, even if in sleeping in one bed, a father and his daughter, and a mother and a son. Although these are forbidden relationships, and the law of being secluded in one room with a woman applies to all the relatives that are forbidden to have any sexual contact with them. So why is it that father, there's no din of yichud of a father with his daughter and a mother with a son, and in fact the simile even with grandchildren, and then there's a question about a sister. All these are the close relationships, so there's prohibitions of the Torah. So okay, so that's the sugya we're dealing with here. Well, how does for yichud go? It would appear, simple pshat is that yichud is forbidden because it may lead to actual intercourse. And since these close families, there's no such fear in them. And amongst the nation of the world, it's true. Maybe there's a lot of perversions take place. But amongst Am Yisrael, and today that's even entered to Western civilization, there is very rare that people should go and commit such acts of incest in their family. It's so rare that the sages say you can be together, no problem. But then when it comes to, as we explained already, to understand the sugya, even if we make it more easy for very close relationships, but if they're a bit further removed, they're still incestuous, there's still a law of incest, and it's forbidden. And especially those relatives where you're not allowed to have any intercourse, let's say, with an annotation of intercourse. If they are related through marriage, then certainly the prohibition of being secluded applies. Why? Because it's more distant. This is the more distant, therefore, if they're attractive, some attraction between men and women, then it's liable to sin. And then yesterday we did the sukkah, next few lines of Gomorrah, to deal with the extreme carefulness of the Amoroin, some of them, and what's of Rav Meir, what did he say? Be careful, don't let me be too familiar with my daughter. And then we have the example here brought that Rav Yehuda says a person will be with his sister, certainly with his mother, with his daughter. But Shmuel says, no, you mustn't. Not anyway, even with a behemoth. And then he brings a proof from a Braisa. Yeah, and another, he says, this is the Machlokes Tanum. Rabbi Meir says, be careful because of my daughter. And Rabbi Tavan said, be careful before my daughter-in-law. And then they bring the case of Rabbi also. In the name of Tzanoi, that he he actually went as far as bestiality. And if I went further, he wouldn't, if he was in a field trying to learn there by himself and he saw these animals there, he drove them out. And I've chased to put them on the other side of the border. So, and then he brings here the kid of Afghana. He was learning, and there's an animal. Says to him, what? You can learn, there's an animal there. So I didn't realize it. So in all this, why is this brought here? I think the only way we can explain it is because they're afraid of Hashem sending a Satan. We would say it's not normal. Why do they go to such extremes of strictures upon themselves? We know that bestiality is a terrible perversion, which there's a punishment mentioned in the Chumash. But who, because of that, you shouldn't be secluded with an animal. It's very, very difficult to understand. And in fact, look at Tosfos, I want you all to see the small Tosfos, Abaya. Abaya would drive away the animals from the field because of the chashash of bestiality. Nere the Han Amoroim, these Amoraim, Chumra Ba'alma Ka'avta, they apply to themselves a stricture. It's not a halacha. And we there's machloikas on the next page. The clear machloikas. Rabbi Yehuda says, you've got to be careful for homosexuality by Jews as well. That means if you can favor, say, how do you go to the mikveh? You know, so how allowed? Let's say there's only one other person in the mikveh. Well, because a lot of people say, chapush mechaviron, one person in the mikveh. The truth is that there are sometimes situations of abuse, you know, youngsters and so on. There have been cases, unfortunately. But the Chachomim say, the Chachomim disagree with you, they say, lo nefesh l'Yisrael, lo al mishkav zacho, vo lo al habehema. We don't suspect the people of Israel, those who educate, to go to the extent of bestiality, and that applies today as well, and not to the extent of mishkav zacho, unfortunately, there is a chashash today. Yeah, I mean, it's well known to the people. There has to be hashgocha in mikvaot even. Because you know, because we live in such a society, in the non-Jewish world, become very strong, as we see, even it's been made legal in by the Supreme Court in America, and it percolates into the Jewish community as well. And as you know, there's even gay rabbis, and there's an organization. The Jewish community, it's also a problem that has to be faced by people who want to, you know, and not only in the non-religious community, even in the religious community. But the approach to this has to be, we've got to, one of the basis of this is that I worked once with a psychologist on this question. I wrote also a response about it. What's the Torah's attitude to the Jewish homos? So there's some people, and I had a certain case in my community, a boy who had a difficult home, and in his adolescence he developed such tendencies. Yeah, he didn't find any attraction to opposite sex. So I worked with him together with a psychologist to use certain methods. He's got to know this is according to the Torah, it's an abomination, and you've got to battle against it. But he found it difficult. So together with a psychologist, we got him out of it and stuff. Through Torah, and through a person working on his character, he can change his tendencies. There's a way of doing it. And it's got a lot to do with the barrage of the mass media, which promote feminism, and they promote the principle of pleasure, as opposed to getting things channeled in the right direction. And the truth is, I explained that the average adolescent, in order to overcome his heterosexual tendencies, has got to work hard, very hard. And similarly, the person's got homo tendencies, has also got to work hard. And just like a person in Torah, he's got natural, which has the majority of people have, natural tendencies to the opposite sex, which is very valuable. But there's special laws how to work on it, that you keep it, you channel it in certain directions, you've got to channel it in creativity and sport, and throwing yourself into learning, that all helps. Then with Musa, you can control it. And then it produces, afterwards, a proper channeling in marriage. And the same thing applies to homos as well. And not to say, some say it's a sickness, you can't change it. You can change it. Huh? But it's not so simple. So, unfortunately, because of the overall immoral environment, it becomes more common. And that's, if you go back to the expression, Chumash, of the Dora Mabul, once the people lost self-control, then there was debasement in every direction. The perversions rule instead of the natural channels. But this is a very important choice for us. In fact, I'll tell you in the Halacha, it's very interesting, the question of bestiality. He says, Mashal Paskins La Halacha, if there's a person who feels also he doesn't want to be alone with an animal, and he's taking upon himself such strictures that were taken by these Tanoim Amoraim, then he says, if he does a thing like that, it's not, he shouldn't do it. It's not a question of Hamach Metov or Brocha. Often you say, a person who goes within the letter of law, blessing comes upon him. No, don't say that. You say the opposite. He's doing, if he goes and takes the stricture like that for himself, it's forbidden because of pride. And the person shouldn't make himself superfluous and say, I'm not going to learn in a field where there's an animal that might be, even two animals, who might be doing